The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
This is Grace in Focus, and coming up, we're going to give you some news about a commentary project that the Grace Evangelical Society is working on. Grace in Focus is a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. You can find out more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. There you can also read many of our thousands of articles and our daily blog. That's faithalone.org. Now with the content of today's program, here are Ken Yates and Scott Sayre.
This is a special week for us. We are having our national conference, our annual national conference out here at Camp Copus. If you've never been to one of these, I'd really recommend that you give it a shot. We've got plenty of activities out here for the kids. This year, the conference, it's been on 1st and 2nd Peter. Some great sessions with that and a lot of question and answer times. And one of the things we're doing is we are interviewing for these podcasts people who are here. And I've got a special guest for this podcast, and I'm going to let him introduce himself, and then I'll tell you a little bit about what he does for Grace Evangelical Society.
Well, thank you, Ken. My name is Scott Sayre, and I call myself the managing shepherd for a project that we've taken on in the Grace Evangelical Society. We're going to write a new commentary on the books of the Old Testament from a grace perspective. This will be a companion to the already published one-volume Grace New Testament commentary, but we've got more books in the Old Testament, so we have more authors, more editors. In fact, we have about a dozen authors from all walks of life. We have 9 editors. We're spread across the country. We have Zoom meetings once a month, and we're talking to folks on the East Coast, the Midwest, the Mountain States, and out on the Pacific Coast. We plan to get the project done late next year and publish it in December of 2026.
You know, Scott, you can tell by the way he's describing this that his job is he's herding a bunch of cats. That's what he's doing. He's got all these writers and all these readers and all these editors all over the place, and he's the jefe, and he's heading this up, and he's got a lot of great organizational skills. I don't know if that's a spiritual gift, maybe the gift of administration or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what that gift is, but Scott's doing a great job, and as he mentioned, we're putting this commentary together, and it's going to be a commentary on all the books of the Old Testament. And if you're familiar with the Grace New Testament commentary, then you got a pretty good idea of what we're trying to do. But as Scott mentioned, it's a lot more books, a lot more material. So, Scott, what do you see as a distinctive for this commentary? What's going to set it apart from other, like, one-volume commentaries on the Old Testament?
Well, I'll get into the mechanics of the distinctives, especially as they are impacted by free grace theology. However, I got to say, what motivates me, and maybe it is a gift, because I get energy from doing this project, and it's a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving pieces. But, you know, when you think about John chapter 3 and Nicodemus approaching Christ, and Jesus tells him, you have to be born again. And Nicodemus is like, how do you mean that? And Jesus is like, well, you're Israel's teacher and you don't know these things? Well, we want to write a commentary on the Old Testament such that a person of Nicodemus's stature would not have been so embarrassed and perhaps would have been led to Christ by the right answers, by looking at the right book and into that commentary. So, talking about our moving pieces, we have several doctors on this. And, you know, these guys are theologians, scholars, writing incredible books. But we also have pastors, laypersons, missionaries. It's just an eclectic group of people that are wanting to get the Word of God out, and especially from a conservative, dispensational, free grace perspective.
I remember when I was in seminary, I was always wondering, boy, what commentary should I get that's a good one? And I have to say that since my time with GES, I've had a lot of people comment to me that how much. Now, I did not have a part in the New Testament commentary. I didn't write any of it. So, but people will come to me and tell me how valuable that's been for them. And what we're shooting for is that this would also be true for the Old Testament commentary. As people are looking, as you said, Scott, for a dispensational commentary with a free grace perspective, this is the place they'll go.
Well, you know, and especially I'm looking for those folks who are new to the Bible who perhaps have not read through the Bible yet, because I remember in my days when I was reading through the Bible, I saw a thread, and it was about the kingdom of God and the restoration of that kingdom. And now we're looking through the Old Testament commentaries on the messianic thread. You know, every book talks about the Christ. And we'll be looking at the distinctives with our free grace. Definitions like faith, repentance, faithfulness versus trust, eternal rewards, temporal salvations, blessings and curses, repentance is a big issue, Christ, types in the rapture, typologies, Christologies, Israelologies. We're asking our authors to go in there and mine these gems that are there in the Old Testament and bring them out so the reader can understand where we're going with it.
I have to tell you, I was surprised. I heard somebody ask Zane Hodges, what book did he read that really made an impact upon him? And it was amazing, his answer. There's an old Plymouth Brethren writer, McIntosh, and he wrote a book on the Pentateuch, on these kind of things. You know, like the, I've never even read it. And ever since I've heard this, McIntosh has been dead for a number of years. But evidently he wrote a book on the Pentateuch where he does kind of like what we're looking for. Grace, where's the messianic thread through these books? And Hodges, who was my favorite prof in seminary, said that was one of the books that just really changed the way he looked at the Bible. So hopefully this Old Testament commentary that we're doing will have that same impact on a lot of people who read it.
Just jumping in here to make you aware of our magazine, Grace in Focus. It is a bi-monthly, 6 issues per year, 48-page magazine, full color. And we want you to subscribe by emailing your name and your snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. The subscription is free. It can be accessed electronically, or it can be actually physically sent to you if you live in the lower 48 United States. That's our Grace in Focus magazine. Send your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org.
Based upon the meetings that I've been in, I've sat in on, and I hear these guys talking, I feel confident if the Lord tarries and this thing gets done before he comes back, that people are going to be amazed at some of the things they read about from the Old Testament, this Old Testament commentary.
Well, we want to do a first-class job on this. And with that in mind, we do need editors, and we do need what we call readers. Obviously, editors, it's an easy job. I train folks on it. You're basically doing a word count, and the computers do all that stuff now, as you know, spell checks, grammar checks, style, format. So we want to keep the format easy to read to the eye. But then we go into the mechanical editors, and they're looking at more sophisticated stuff, uses of language, passive tense and things like that. And that's what an editor does. But we have a great slot available for especially some of these folks who've been pastoring churches for many years, decades. Some of them are studying the Word and would like to read a fresh volume of a commentary on a book from the Old Testament. I'll give you an example. One of our authors, Ken Pierce, who's writing the commentary on the book of Job. Well, you know, some people say, what can we learn from Job? Well, your socks will get knocked off on this one. I'm the editor, and I'm just stunned when I read what Ken is pulling out of that book, and it's exciting. But we need folks out there who would like to come aside these authors and say, hey, let me read what you've written and give you some feedback, tell you what we like about it, what maybe we should change a little bit, more explanation, add this, delete that. But it's like a family. We get together once a month and share what we're doing. And last month, someone made the comment, can we have some of the authors just take the mic for 10 minutes and talk about their experience during this process? And people are being blessed.
You would be amazed. I've learned this just being with GES. When you edit a book, when you read it, just as Scott mentioned, just looking for errors like spelling errors. When you write something, you can read it 20 times. And there's just something about your brain. There can be a missed, or like, for example, instead of is, you put in. And you can look over it over and over and just keep missing it. And then someone else are ready to go, do you know you got in here instead of is?
Well, you know, there are a lot of people out there waiting to see those little mistakes, and they will remind you of them.
Again, I wasn't a part. I was a chaplain when the New Testament commentary was done. But I remember that even after it got published, even after going through that, people said, oh, heard some mistakes. You know, they called them in, and they would – in the next printing of it, they would change those things. So, and we hope that, again, Lord willing, and if he delays his coming, when do you think it's going to be published? When are we shooting for?
Well, we're shooting for December of 2026.
So that it's going to actually be...
Actually in your hand is hopefully what we're shooting for right now. But it takes a lot of hands to make this happen.
Yeah.
And a lot of authors have got to keep their deadlines, and we're dealing with busy people. Everyone's busy.
Right.
But it's amazing. Some of the busiest people are turning out the most content.
Well, we're excited about it. And in our last couple minutes, Scott, how did you get connected with Free Grace Theology and with Grace Evangelical Society?
Well, probably in the mid-1980s, a pastor of our Bible church, he and I would get together a lot and talk about our Bible and our Bible readings and stuff. And again, we bring out the kingdom concept and the fact that all of this is going somewhere. In fact, we started calling each other kingdom heads.
Now, where were you at? What state was this?
This was at Fort McClellan, Alabama.
Ah, there Alabama. You go.
I just fell in love with the word and would read it a lot. And I found there was an organization out there who agreed with what we were saying and what we were talking about it. Although they had a conference and a magazine, we were a little bit behind them. But yeah, it was GES. And in the early 90s, I started getting the paper newsletter.
And how did you find out about them?
From the pastor. He had a friend
who was
in the organization. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, were you associated with the military back then? Fort McClellan.
Fort McClellan, and then later West Point with the Navigator Ministry, and the GES materials were a godsend.
That is so, so good. We've got this kinship. We both were associated with the military. You went to VMI, right?
I went to VMI in Lexington, Virginia. I would like to put in a plug if you would want to get involved. Free Grace Theology Church or Ministry or Bible Study, you know. Reach out to Grace Evangelical Society, and maybe they can give you some names in your neighborhood.
Okay, last question for you. You're here at the conference. What do you like the best about it?
I like the camaraderie, the stuff that goes on between all of the members, the laughing, the hugging, the memories. Oh, leading worship service this morning, I was almost put to tears when that sang that song.
And don't forget the food. Well, Scott, I know I speak for everybody at GES and everybody involved with us. We sure appreciate what you're doing for us. And again, the Lord tarries, we are excited about seeing this final work done here on the Old Testament commentary. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on the broadcast, and keep us in your prayers.
We will do that. And until the Lord comes back or the commentary comes out, remember,
keep grace in focus.
Read many from our library of thousands of free magazine and journal articles online at faithalone.org/resources. That's faithalone.org. Did you miss an episode of Grace in Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We have all our past episodes right there on the site. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On our next episode, we return to our most usual question and answer format. We'd love to have you with us. Please join us. And until then, keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.